It's Friday, August 12th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The U.S. Military Central Command skewed its reports tracking the rise of ISIS in Iraq and Syria during 2014 and 2015 to make the situation appear better than it was, according to a House Republican task force analysis released Thursday. Newsmax.com reports that, simply put, the U.S. Central Command hid the truth. But instead of being discouraged by the rise of ISIS, look at Psalm 37:20, where the psalmist declares what the Lord will do to his enemies. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. A former Marine was court-martialed because she would not remove a Bible verse from her workplace, then lost her appeal in federal court earlier this week. Monifa Sterling was told to remove Isaiah 54:17 from her workplace, which says, "No weapon formed against thee shall prosper." However, in a 4-1 decision, the federal appeals court said that the superior's actions did not constitute a substantial burden on her First Amendment rights. First Liberty Institute plans to appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. Some organizations are working to apply more pressure on the U.S. to confront Pakistan on their religious persecution of Christians and other minorities. Advocates from the Heritage Foundation and Open Doors want the issue of religious persecution to play a more important role in negotiations between the two nations. Also, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has repeatedly recommended that the U.S. designate Pakistan a, quote, country of particular concern, unquote, according to Fox News. Christian women in particular have been targeted for persecution as they are compelled to convert to Islam by forced marriage. 60 Chinese Christians are seeking refuge from religious persecution in the Czech Republic. The Christians have been there since May, living in detention centers. Martin Rozemek, the director of aid to the refugees, is doubtful that their request for refugee status will be granted. 1 million Iraqi Christians have been exiled or killed, but a remnant are still holding out in Iraq. These Christians have faced every possible hurdle in the past few years, suffering persecution at the hands of ISIS and other groups. But they are determined to stay whatever the cost. Emily Fuentes from Open Doors explains why this small band of Christians is staying.
Many are choosing to stay, even though it's a great risk to them, to be Christ-like, to be the representation of Christianity in the community, and to be reaching out to their neighbors with Christ-like.
These Iraqi brothers and sisters in Christ are not afraid to say with Paul in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Repentance is against the law in Illinois, and a handful of pastors are suing the state. Illinois is one of 5 states now that actually bans homosexual conversion therapy for children under 18 years of age. The pastors are arguing for an exemption for clergy, like the one in a similar California law. Their federal lawsuit argues that homosexuality runs counter to God's purpose, and conversion to heterosexuality is possible. 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus." The American Bar Association is attempting to squeeze Christians out of the legal profession. A recent amendment to Rule 8.4 in the Rules for Professional Conduct forbids discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. The Minnesota House of Representatives will have its first hijab-wearing Muslim woman as of November. Ilhan Omar won the Democratic primary in a Minneapolis district, and claims to be a feminist.
I want to remind you all that what we did tonight, no one thought was possible. In the earliest conversations of this campaign, everybody said, Ilhan, there is no real path to you winning. Tonight, we proved these skeptics wrong.
The United States retail market continues to bleed as Macy's department stores shut down 100 retail outlets. And they're not alone. In recent months, Walmart, Kohl's, JCPenney, Target, Kmart, and Sears have announced shutdowns of hundreds of stores. And that's The World View on this Friday, August 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.